Radio Prague News.
The State Attorney's Office has filed an objection over a case involving abuse of the Military Intelligence Service. Czech GDP grew at the fastest rate since before the economic crisis in the first quarter of this year. And an international group say violent methods continue to be used in psychiatric care in the Czech Republic. The Olomouc Supreme State Attorney's Office has filed an objection over a case involving the abuse of the Military Intelligence Service. It contends that a suspended sentence handed to Jana Nagyová for ordering intelligence officers to spy on the now former wife of Petr Nečas, who was then Prime Minister and her boss and is today her husband, was excessively lenient. The State Attorney's Office also objects to the dropping of charges against another defendant. The arrest of Ms. Nagyová was one factor in the fall of Mr. Nečas's centre-right government in June last year. Czech gross domestic product grew by 2.9% year-on-year and 0.8% quarter-on-quarter in the first 3 months of 2014. The revised figures released on Tuesday are higher than a previous estimate published 4 weeks ago. The growth rate was the highest since the 2008 financial crisis. It's been attributed to rising domestic and foreign demand, particularly from Germany, and a very low base last year. The international organization Mental Disability Advocacy says violent methods continue to be used in psychiatric care in the Czech Republic. In the 10 years since the group's last report, little has changed, it said, with metal cages on beds in mental hospitals merely being replaced by nets. In addition, leather straps are used to subdue patients. The Czech League of Human Rights has called for an end to these practices. However, psychiatrists say that the report has been taken out of context, the Czech news agency reported. The police have called a 6 months firearms amnesty during which people can surrender unlicensed weapons without fear of reprisals. It's the fourth such amnesty since 1996. During the last one in 2009, people surrendered over 7,000 illegally held firearms. The amnesty enables people to legalize their weapons after they have been inspected by experts. It will be enforced from July 1st until the end of the year. The Supreme Court on Tuesday rejected an appeal from a man who set fire to his girlfriend. Ladislav Kovařík received a 10-year prison term for attempted murder after, in a state of inebriation, pouring slivovica over his girlfriend and putting a cigarette to her in a Brno lodging house in April of this year. The woman spoke in Mr. Kovařík's defence, saying it had been an accident, but the court accepted the testimony of other witnesses. Czechs are a relatively feminist nation, suggests an international opinion poll by the Ipsos agency, quoted by the Czech news agency. Some 66% of Czech men surveyed said they definitely agreed or tended to agree with the statement, "I am a feminist," i.e. somebody who defends and supports equal opportunities for women. The figure for Czech women was 65%. Only the Italians ranked ahead of the Czech Republic in the survey, which was carried out in 15 states earlier this year. 9 more galleries and museums in the Czech Republic have been given a virtual online presence through Google Cultural Institute technology. Prague's Kempa Museum and the National Gallery were already accessible via the system, which puts institutions' collections online, as well as creating virtual tours of the spaces in question. They've been joined by the Václav Havel Library, Prague's Jewish Museum, the Moravian Gallery in Brno, and 6 other institutions. My name is Ian Willoughby, and that's the end of the news.